The sermon will be coming from the book of Malachi. And I am still on this topic of tithes and offerings. And I'm on this topic, St. John, because you asked for it. You asked for me to teach more on tithes and offerings. And so, therefore, we're going to do it. Amen. Again, all I can say is be careful what you wish for. Last week, we talked about a great robbery. And the question that was asked was, how are you robbing God? And it was from the same book of Malachi that you're turning to, the book of Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament. If you don't know where it is, go to the table of contents and you will find Malachi at the end of Old Testament. Go to that page number and then you'll be turning to chapter 3. And then you'll find out that last week we talked from there and the question we asked was, how are you robbing God? And we were speaking to the members when we said, you're robbing God if you aren't contributing what you should to St. John. And then I tried to mention that Jesus gave up so much for us, and that financial giving to St. John is one of the main ways we give back, and that if you can, and we clarified if you can, we did some math to figure out if you can, you should, and you already know how much. And so I tried to end by saying, don't rob God by robbing St. John. And then I said, members can't be moochers. And if y'all thought that sermon was awful, I'm just going to warn y'all about today. We are coming again from the book of Malachi, the 3rd chapter, the 9th verse. If you weren't here, you can go on our website, sjbcla.org, like St. John Baptist Church, Los Angeles, sjbcla.org. And you can go to the sermon page and you will catch all of the sermons, not only from this year, but from years prior. And last week was a long sermon. I intend for today's sermon to be much shorter. However, it might feel longer. So I'm just preparing you, because y'all asked me to talk about this. So I'm just preparing you about what it's going to be. The book of Malachi, 3rd chapter, 9th verse. I will be reading out of the Christian Standard Bible version. You will find similar words printed in your text. Malachi 3:9 reads as follows. It says, you are suffering under a curse, yet you, the whole nation, are still robbing me. The title of the lesson, or the sermon today, is this: a great curse. You may be seated. A great curse. Last week, we talked about how when we don't pay our offerings, that in effect, it is robbing God. We talked about that. Check it out. Check the sermon out. Well, did you know that there are penalties for stealing? If you go out and intentionally take someone's car, don't plan to give it back, or plan to give it back at some whatever time, and you go around and it is reported, you will be convicted of what is called grand theft auto. They even have a whole game after that. Did you know that grand theft auto is a felony. It is a felony to the state of California. That means it's one of the most serious crimes that you can commit. And why do I say this? Because even the world knows that there has to be penalties when you steal something. But many of us will be comfortable stealing with God, stealing from God. And we'll think that God is way too loving, way too benevolent, way too good to punish us. You know, some of us will try to take our Sunday school lessons and say, but didn't Jesus die on the cross for me? So therefore, I can't get punished. Therefore, God can't be upset with me because Jesus died on the cross. But did you know that God can punish you, Christians? Let me be specific, members of St. John. He can punish you if you refuse to give him what is his. And like I said last time, this is not a sermon of amens and hallelujahs and thank you, Jesuses. Honestly, I'll be surprised if everybody here still is here by the end of the sermon. What you mean? If you, being a member, refuse to give to St. John, how does God punish you? How does he do it? And this is what we're going to be covering right now in the book of Malachi. Again, last week and the verse before, we talked about how the nation of Israel was robbing God. And they were robbing him by not paying tithes and offering. This was not Malachi's interpretation. This was not just a nice metaphor. This was the Lord God speaking to Israel himself, saying, you are robbing, and he even said, me. And so as a result of robbery, because, you know, you got to pay if you steal, right? Crime doesn't, anyway. Malachi 3:9 says this. It says, this is the Lord talking to Israel. He says, you are suffering under a curse. Yet you, the whole nation, are still robbing me. And so the question is, what was the curse? What was the curse? I mean, we're talking metaphorical, we're talking, you know, theoretical, but what actually was the curse that they were suffering? Well, if you read a couple of verses and jump a couple Sundays ahead, you will see that in verse 11, it says God is talking about, you know, blessing, and he's talking about rebuking the devourer. So if he has to rebuke the devourer, that means that there's a devourer. y'all with me, right? And this is dangerous because Israel is an agricultural society like many were back then. That means that their main income, their main way of living, and actually even still for the United States is important today. Their main way of getting money was through agriculture. It was through the farms. It was growing things and selling what was grown. So when you have a pest that is out in the fields and is destroying what was grown, you got to understand that is devastating. Even more devastating than tariffs. Even more devastating. It says, I will rebuke the devourer for you. so that it will not do what? Ruin the produce of your land. Again, why is God saying this? It's because the produce was getting ruined. That's what the devourer was doing. And then it says, and your vine in your field will not fail to produce fruit. That means that people were watering and they were planting. They were doing all the things that they had learned in school. But nothing was coming out because of the curse of God. And the curse of God is over the agriculture. Why am I mentioning this? The agriculture, the fruit and the plants, this was Israel's income. But tithes and offering was God's income for, you know, the people. We already talked about that. So what you have is this. Israel ruined God's income, so God ruined Israel's income. Y'all following along? That's what's happening. Israel don't want to give God his cut. Then God start cutting. Because why? If we, and this is the principle to get from this, if we don't give, if we do not give, and let me be real specific, St. John, if us members, this is what y'all wanted me to preach, I'm telling y'all, if we as members refuse to give God his cut, God's still gonna get his cut. How? We might earn less, spend more, or miss out. What you mean? If we refuse to give God his cut, God just might cut your check. Y'all heard of people that want to pay child support? Oh, it got real quiet in here. What about people that don't pay their taxes? Yep, got even quieter. What happens when you refuse to pay child support, when you refuse to pay alimony, when you refuse to pay taxes, and that one day you so happy because you done got yourself a good old job, and you gonna be making $50 an hour, and your check gonna be fat, and then you go online and check, or you get your page stub and check, and then you find out, why am I only getting $100 out of this check? It's called, somebody know the word, garnished. You know why? Because the government is going to get their cuts. They are going to do it. God is going to get your cut. You may think that your job is nice and secure, and you refuse to give God what is due his, and all of a sudden, something happened to your income. All of a sudden, maybe you keep your income, but suddenly the car breaks down. Suddenly the pipe bursts in your house. Suddenly, medical bills start to rise, or medical issues start to occur for which you have to pay. Hello? This is not the amen, thank you, hallelujah, praise God type of sermon. I'm just telling you what it is. Sometimes you over here waiting on a blessing and God's going to bring it and he's going to deliver you, and you refuse to give God a little bit of what you got. So that new job that you were supposed to get, you get passed up for. That person that was going to come into your life and help you, that person ain't coming out no more. Because God knows how to get his cut. He knows how to do it. you know, and I'm even gonna skip the next point because, you know, I already feel like the sermon needs to end, Reverend Burks. Let me just get to the answer is that if you, being a member, refuse to give to St. John, how does God punish you? Straight up, you lose money. That's how. Somehow. God know how to garnish checks. He gonna do it somehow. He gonna get his somehow. And you know why? Because God knows math. He invented it. God's a fantastic accountant. He invented accounting. He will absolutely make sure that he will take what is his. Now, this is the curse, y'all. This is when we decide to go against what the Lord has called us to do. But the interesting thing about a curse is that we have one who descended to take away the curse. Jesus Christ, who was born of the Virgin Mary and lived for 33 years. He did a lot of good things. He said a lot of good things. But the best thing that he could do for us was to go and die on that cross. And do you know where he died? On Calvary. Do you know between who he died? To what? Thieves. And I can feel God saying this, is that when you look at those thieves, you ought to see yourself. Because those thieves deserved to be on the cross. Jesus didn't, but he willingly gave himself up. But those thieves deserved to be on the cross for doing what they did. Did you realize they executed thieves back then? We deserved to die for the refusing to do what the Lord has called us to do. But yet, while there was one of the thieves was dying, he decided, after mocking him, after ridiculing Jesus, he decided to turn to him and ask that he would be remembered in his kingdom. And the Lord is saying this: even while we are dying as thieves, Jesus offers a new life. Even in the midst of being punished because we refused to give to St. John for years and years, even in the midst of going through all of this, Jesus offers us a new life. Even in the midst of us dying as thieves. However, we've got to take the offer, because there were two thieves, but only one got a new life. Only one got to live with Jesus. Only one got to experience the salvation that came when Jesus died on the cross, and that when he was buried, and on the third day rose from the grave. And then after 40 days ascended into heaven, and one day he will come back. Only one of those thieves is up there praising God. Yeah. Only one of those thieves is up there thanking God. Only one of those thieves is up there. So we can't just assume, just because we're close to Jesus, just because we think we know him, that God ain't upset with us. Let me end the sermon. Don't mess with God's money. Don't mess with God's money. And young people, I know y'all gonna chew me out for what I'm about to say right now. But don't mess around with God's money, y'all. Play around and find out. Play around. Do it. Do it. You heard the sermon. Keep not giving. See what happens. Keep disobeying them. See what happens. Play around and find out.